AI News by Conjero.
We're seeing Gen 1 hit 99% reliability across several physical tasks, from folding boxes to swapping undersink parts.
That kind of generalist robustness feels almost production grade, not just a lab trick.
It's not just following a single script. It adapts to disruptions and handles tasks it wasn't trained for.
So the question shifts from, can it do one thing well, to can it do many things, what that means for ROI.
Engineers are asking how much generalization is enough to retire custom code and bespoke grippers.
And the math of deployment expands. Bigger validation, more diverse data, and the compute and memory you'll need for multitask inference.
On deployment readiness, operators will want interfaces that disappear as bottlenecks, pluggable with existing stacks, clear safety rails, and real-time failure visibility.
The four levers to deployment: standardized interfaces, auditable safety rails, strong observability, and maintenance models with predictable update cadences.
From ROI, the value shifts to multitask performance as the unit of production value, not just single-task automation.
Market-wise, vendors and customers may reframe value around a multitask baseline to speed pilots and de-risk them.
But there are risks. Even at 99%, rare high-consequence failures can happen, so you need strong validation, safety rails, and governance on continuous learning.
If Gen 1 holds up across months and unseen tasks, it could be a durable signal for when generalist robots move from pilots to core production assets.
AI News by Conjero.